I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt. I wear this crown of thorns upon my liar's chair, full of broken thoughts I cannot repair. Beneath the stains of time, the feelings disappear. You are someone else, I am still right here. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt. I will let you down, I will make you hurt. If I could start again, a million miles away, I would keep myself, I would find a way.
Republic Broadcasting Network, this is Talk with John here on Republic Broadcasting. Today is Saturday, October 15th, 2022, and I am live today. Yes, I haven't been live for several weeks. When I just kind of explained to the audience, when I told John years ago that I would actually go ahead and wanted to do this, not years ago, last year, a little over a year ago, I said, hey, John, I my number one responsibility is to my children. And I said, I got boys that are playing football, and I need to be their football games. And he's like, John, football is not more important than saving the United States and the world. And I said, now to that, football specifically, I would agree. However, saving my family, if you don't save your family and you don't work hard to save your family, I don't think you can save the United States. And all of my boys said, Dad, the most important person for me to see in the stands on a weekly basis is you. And it meant the most to them to have me either coaching them or there in the stands, depending on what the situation may be. So, folks, that's what I've been doing. I've been doing what I feel is my number three role. Number one role is to be a son of God. and try to do a good job there. Number two role is to be a good husband, and number three role is to be a good father. And I don't feel if you do those jobs well, if we all do that well on an individual basis, it's going to be very easy to save our nation. If we don't do that job well, it will be almost impossible to save our nation. So that's a way of explanation of what I've been doing. So we are here from 3 to 5 Mountain and 4 to 6 Central today. I do will have at least one guest, most likely, and I'm probably going to have two. And I'm going to introduce now. Oh, actually, let me give this out. A great way to interact with me on the show is Talk with John 1. That's Talk with J-O-N 1 on Twitter. Once again, let me give that because I didn't say Twitter first. That's Talk with J-O-N 1 is a great way to interact with me. So right now, let me introduce this. There's the Red Pill Expo. Many of you have heard it. It's been all over the place. It's been in Montana. It's been in Indiana, I think, most recently. It's where people go to get red-pilled. And they have one of the best guests that they have, I think, is Dr. Sherry Pill Jackson. So let me read her bio, and then I'm going to introduce her. Dr. Sherry Pill Jackson is a retired certified public accountant, certified fraud examiner, and former IRS agent with over 35 years of experience in public, private, and governmental accounting. She is a financial and business strategist who, I can't believe it. I just lost where I was at. Who conducts basic and advanced financial educational seminars across the United States. She also consults with business and individuals in the area of IRS audit preparation, wealth creation, debt elimination, overall financial literacy. She conducts workshops for various establishments, including private companies, nonprofit organizations, and churches. Oh, that's awesome. Dr. Jackson has over 35 years of experience with church accounting and policy, pastors, personal finances, and church wealth creation strategies. She has conducted church compliance audits, presented on various topics, and several ministry workshops, and created strategic plans for churches in Metro Atlanta and beyond. Okay, something that I forgot to do in getting this hour off to a proper start, and after reading that, I went, wait a minute, I haven't done this, so I'm a little out of practice on Saturdays. So let me give out my show prayer. No need to bow your head, close your eyes. It's just a prayer of my heart. I hope my show is a gift back to my forefathers, the founding fathers, and may it be an acceptable token to our Father above. Then, show mantra, show motto, what I keep in mind when I try to do this show and bringing interesting guests to you. Where there is liberty, there is the Spirit of Christ. Where the Spirit of Christ is, there will be liberty. And the greater the Spirit of Christ, the greater liberty will be. That comes from 2 Corinthians, that comes from Article 7 of the United States Constitution. And so, let's get to my guest, because I've been very long-winded, Dr. Sherry Pill Jackson. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you, John, for having me on the show.
It is my privilege and my pleasure. So, Dr. Sherry Pill Jackson, if it's okay, I'll just call you either Dr. Jackson or Sherry. What would you prefer?
Just call me Sherry.
Sherry, that is. Okay. So, Sherry, now, my audience is listening, and some of them may be familiar with you, but I bet a number of them aren't. And they're like, John, we've heard you talk about your feelings about the IRS, how they've hired, what they've done, how they're so wonderful in helping the United States citizens, and that their number one goal is to make sure that the United States citizen is safe and secure. No, I'm being facetious, totally being facetious. Nah. I am no fan of the IRS, no fan of the 1913 creature from Jekyll Island and everything that comes along with it. So you, however, as I read, you not only your public accountant, certified fraud examiner, you're a former IRS agent. You were part of the deep state. Well, maybe not part of the deep state, but you were part of that group. So why are you not still with them? Because if your picture is anywhere recent, other than just having like one of the most lovely smiles I've ever seen, you look pretty young. You don't look like you're old enough to retire from the IRS.
Bless your heart. I'll be 60 in a few weeks.
Be 60 what?
60 in a few weeks.
Then is this like 20 years old?
Yeah, I'll truly be 60 in a few weeks. But no, it was interesting because when I decided to take on the job at the IRS, my father owned an industrial machine shop. And, you know, he's a business person. He's pretty much understanding politics and understanding how the different parties operate. And when I told him I was going to join the IRS and be an agent, he turned around and he looked at me and he said, "You're joining the enemy." So I did. I got my CPA in 19, I believe it was 88 or 87. It was 87. So I was working in corporate America. I found that to be a little bit too political and saw a job posting for the IRS. And since I was decent in math, I decided to take on that job and had that job from 1988 to 95. The reason I left the IRS wasn't because I found out anything was fraudulent. I, like you, I'm a hardline Christian, and I realized that as I moved up in rank, because I had a spirit of excellence in my job, I was moving up, and the IRS was taking more and more time away from my family. I was married, I had little children, and the job was getting a little bit too much for someone who wanted to be a proper mother, so I quit. I just quit. I didn't have another job. I quit. And everybody was saying, "Well, where are you going to work?" And I wasn't concerned about that. I came home since I was already a CPA and started a CPA firm in my basement. That's when people started approaching me, proclaiming that the income tax was being misrepresented and misapplied to the American people. And I didn't really do any research at the time because I was busy trying to make money. And there was and I'm making a really long story short, there was a challenge by William Conklin where if you could show that people really owed income tax, he would pay out $50,000. So that got my attention in a USA Today article that was put out by We the People Foundation for Constitutional Education back in the year 2000. And along with that same article where the $50,000 challenge was given was a little paragraph about another former IRS agent, criminal investigation division agent named Joe Bannister. Joe Bannister had done his research and found out that, yes, it's true that the income tax is being misapplied to the American people. And he had written a book about it, his report. His report had been turned into a book. So I ordered a couple of copies of those as I took the challenge. Well, I got the books. I couldn't pass the challenge because I couldn't prove that we were supposed to be filing and paying. And then Joe Bannister contacted me and we hooked up and we started doing research and speaking all over the country. There was another one, John Turner, former IRS Collection Division agent. We got together with We the People and we started traveling around the country asking questions about the income tax. And they didn't like that, so they started prosecuting and persecuting those of us who were involved in that situation. So that's basically how it got started. The way it ended up after I had already quit, of course, the IRS, was that they decided that they wanted to lock us up. They tried to prosecute Joe Bannister, and Joe won his case. Thankfully, Joe's two-week case was a victory for Joe. He was acquitted on all counts, but the IRS, wielding its perceived power, went to the California Board of Accountancy and told the California Board of Accountancy to take Joe Bannister's CPA license, and they did, even though he was acquitted. And then they prosecuted Vernie Kuglin. Then they prosecuted Tommy Crier. They lost those cases. By the time they got to me, they could not lose another case. They sent people down from Washington, D.C. to prosecute me. And it was literally, John, a three-ring circus because the jury was not able to hear me talk about the law that I had studied. In other words, you know, when a successful football team loses a game, the first thing they do on Monday morning is they go back to the locker room and they review the tape and figure out their mistakes. Well, by the time they got to me, they knew they couldn't let me have credible witnesses. They couldn't let me talk about the law and my experiences. And it was just a mess. Plus, as you know, American people have been programmed and brainwashed to think that taxes are, what is that? There's nothing sure in life but death and taxes. And the question that I wanted my attorney to ask the jury during the voir dire process was, would you be afraid to acquit Miss Jackson for fear of the IRS coming after you? And I can basically guarantee you that every hand would have been up. These people were afraid. They're afraid to go against the IRS. So I didn't have a choice. What they did was they gave me a 4-year
sentence. Okay, whoa. So, Sherry, I want to, forgive me.
Okay.
I want to see if I understand what you just said clearly.
Okay.
Did they ask that question to every jury member?
They were not allowed to ask that question, period. The question that I needed to hear, well, the answer that I needed to hear, I never got, because they would not let the attorney ask the question, because they knew that there would be jury nullification, because all the jurors would have raised their hand. I'm scared. I can't acquit her because I'm afraid of the IRS coming after me. And I think that's the case in 90% of the cases, or even more, where people have any dealings with the IRS. The jurors also, they were picked from outside of Atlanta instead of Metro Atlanta, because I had been on radio and television within Metro Atlanta. So they were picked from the far outskirts, all of them. You know, it's something that if you're a reader of Sun Tzu, the Art of War, I didn't study carefully enough. I thought that I had faith in the people. I had faith that at least one of these people was going to see through what they were doing. And I underestimated the strength of fear. And I got a dose of what fear does to the American people. That was my first dose. The second dose was during the pandemic, but that's another story. So, yeah, they immediately came back with a guilty verdict on 4 years. 4 counts is what it was. And it was 4 years that I made 6 figures and I didn't file tax returns. And instead of doing them concurrently, which is the same, it's the same charge. Instead of doing it all together, they did them consecutively. So they gave me 4 separate years on a misdemeanor. Now, you know, rapists and murderers and people that stab people and beat people half to death don't get 4 years in prison. But because I was messing with the finances. I was messing with the finances. There was somebody, a rapper, in court at the same time as me here in the Atlanta area that was already a felon, got caught with a gun. And all he got was a slap on the wrist and he had to go do community service. I'm a little homeschooling mother that got a misdemeanor charge. Ooh, but because, well, go ahead.
Well, that says it right there. You're also a homeschooling mother.
Yeah,
that's another reason.
Yeah, that was. And when the judge gave me the sentence after the, during the sentencing, this is what she said. And I'm going to say it in her voice for you. I know you homeschool your children, Miss Jackson. And I know you got a lot of family support, but you can't run around the country telling people not to file income tax returns. John, I'll never forget that, because that's not what I was doing. Those of us that were in the tax honesty movement made a pact that we would never tell people what to do. We didn't tell people to file or not to file, to pay or not to pay. All we did was give them the research that we had done and told them to do their own research. Now, I was a little more animated about it because, you know, I can talk and I'm a speaker, and I told them to do your own research and figure out whether you're going to be a slave or get off the plantation. And that bothered them because, you know, they realized that, you know, this tax issue is a racially unifying issue. It doesn't matter what color you are, black, white, green, purple with polka dots. It doesn't matter whether you're Democrat, Republican or independent. Doesn't matter whether you're religion, Christian, Muslim. It doesn't matter. Everybody that's not a part of the elite in the deep state is having their resources taken from them. And we have to do something about it.
Sherry, let's hold on. We'll continue on the other side of this break.
All right.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, sierramadreprecious metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
I think you're crazy. I think you're crazy. I think you're crazy. Just like you.
All right. Podcast Network. This is Talk with John, and right now I have Dr. Sherry Pill Jackson right now with me. She's joining me, former IRS agent, former CPA, well, current CPA, and there's a little bit more, but I do want to mention this. She is part of the Red Pill Expo that is coming out to Utah. In fact, we're going to have banners where you can come out and listen to guests like this. So G. Edward Griffin, the writer of the Creature from Jekyll Island, and they've got a number of other guests. I'm going to do my best to find that flyer between now and the next break, or at least during the next break. But it's going to happen here in Utah. It's going to be happening in Salt Lake City, and we probably by Monday or Tuesday are going to have a banner that you folks can go click on and come and listen to people like Dr. Sherry Pill Jackson. And let's say that you can't make it all the way out to Utah. You can also choose the option to be able to see this over the internet. You'll be able to view it. And that's another option that you will have should you not want to travel. But they're going to have anywhere from their goal is over 700 people to be at this event. And they don't pay the speakers to come in. They don't pay. They're not paid speakers. Sherry's going to be doing this out of her own goodwill. They are going to pay for airfare, which I think is fair, and her housing, you know, hotel and so forth. But the bottom line is she's coming out. She's not getting paid for this. And she's going to be coming out and talking to you folks and sharing a little bit what we're talking about right now to give you a taste of what she's going to be talking about when she comes and talks. So we were just talking about how the elite at the trial, they said, we can't let your – and I find it very interesting how she said she brought up homeschoolers. It is – I have found the elite, especially leftist elites, hate homeschoolers. Don't just dislike them, hate them. And I'm going to give you my opinion why. I really think that if this government is going to be saved and this nation is going to be saved, one of the biggest pieces that are going to do it is the homeschoolers. That's my opinion. What are your thoughts?
I do agree, John, because homeschoolers become thinkers. Government school is to make obedient employees from kindergarten all the way through high school and even college. College is so overrated. But when you have homeschoolers, even if you are in a homeschool network where you have various teachers, they're there because they love it. They enjoy it and they want to teach. It's not just a paycheck to them like the teachers that are usually in the government school. So, yes, I noticed that the homeschoolers that I interact with now and back then when my children were younger, they have become thinkers. They think for themselves. They think critically and they understand government as opposed to being told what to do. They're taught how to think.
Why do you think that's the case?
Because the parents care and the parents understand a lot of times. Even if the parents that I was around that wanted their children to have a better education, they came to me for help as far as making sure that their children got into the homeschool network, even though they didn't quite understand. They knew something was different. They knew something was better about the homeschooling rather than the babysitting situations that are at these government schools. I know that you probably can't believe what's going on in the government schools. I have three teacher friends. And they come home defeated every day because they can't fail students. They're not allowed to give a student that's sitting there sleeping all day an F. They can't. They have to pass them. And so the scary thing about it is these kids are passing. And when they get the certificate of completion from high school, they know nothing. And then they end up doing something illegal because they have no skills. So, yes, we're growing a nation of two kinds of kids, those that are educated correctly, strategic thinkers, and those who have been indoctrinated into the government school system. And those that are going to rise to the top are definitely the thinkers.
I was telling my son, I said, one thing that's going to just set you apart is that you not only you think for yourself, that you're willing to achieve, you're willing to fail, but you're a hard worker. That's another thing I notice in homeschoolers is they have a tendency to be much harder workers than their counterparts as well.
They have incentive. They have goals that are given to them by their parents and by the homeschool teachers. My children have various projects. My children, you know, went out of the country on educational trips and they were taught entrepreneurship also. So the backbone of this country is a middle class small businesses. And a lot of the homeschoolers end up, as opposed to going and getting in the new debt bubble, which is the college debt system, they start their own businesses or they join the businesses with their parents to grow the country that way. So it's a huge dichotomy between those that are indoctrinated in the government school system and those who are truly educated with homeschooling and Christian schools.
So let's get back to diverted it a little bit. Let's get back to where we were when we left. In fact, we should be hitting the next break here momentarily. So maybe on the other side of the break, we'll get back into what happened. You were found guilty, and they wanted to do not let you serve your sentences at the same time, but they wanted you to do it back to back to back. So I'm really interested. Let's pick up back where the judge said, let the ruling be read, what she told you, and then what happened afterwards. On the other side of this break, we'll get back into it.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL. 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April. My husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW. Need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie. It works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC. Great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S. Secret.com. SUSANASSecret.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. Out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. I just knew too much.
All right, listeners, this is Talk with John. I happen to be your host, John, of Talk with John. Kind of funny how that works. In fact, I was just having a conversation with a friend of mine. He's like, it's good to talk with you. There happened to be me and another John. And he goes, it's good to talk with you, John. And good to talk with you, John. He's like, man, there almost should be a show named after that. I was like, that'd be a really good idea. So right now I have Dr. Sherry Pill Jackson joining me. And folks, forgive me. I get diverted. So here's the cool thing that I get. And to you listeners, realize Talk with John is just a placeholder for you. I feel I have a pretty good connection to my audience. I have a good understanding what the majority of you think, the majority of you feel, and I'm just some schmuck. I'm just some schmuck behind a microphone that I don't know why somebody said, take over the microphone for us. It's beyond me, but I get to be a placeholder for you, and the awesome thing is, off air, I get to have these great conversations with the guests. It's awesome. But the side note of that is sometimes it diverts me a little bit, and you know, I have this problem with squirrel, mouse, cat, squirrel. So let's get back on subject where we were before the end of the first break. So Sherry had been tried. Now, the IRS had had many trials and failed. And to me, this is one of the biggest evils that is going on in our judicial system. And it really ticks me off that our state representatives in state houses and even on the county level, all the way up to the federal government, have not held our judiciary system more accountable. In my opinion, this has now happened with Alex Jones. This happened with Dr. Sherry Pill Jackson. It should be a defendant should be able to ask the question to a jury of just about anything they want to. And one of the most important questions that I think could possibly be asked when a jury is gathered and they're going and asking them the questionnaire, a defense attorney should be able to ask that jury when they're trying to select them, basically any question you want. Are you Christian? Are you not? Are you a Democrat? Are you not? You know, a lot of those questions should be able to be asked. She couldn't ask one of the best questions to ever ask anybody when they're getting tried by the IRS. Do you believe, are you concerned? It could even be, are you concerned that if you find for the defendant that the IRS may come after you? She couldn't ask that question. To me, that should overturn the ruling right on its face. Any true just system would say, okay, we can't even proceed with trying her. And then any appeal, any reasonable Supreme Court, whether it be state, federal, whatever, any appeal system should turn it over just based on the fact, hey, I wasn't allowed my First Amendment right to free speech. It should happen. What? Is the government, are you afraid that your citizens might actually think for themselves? Okay, so what did the judge say when you were found guilty?
When I was found guilty, the judge just got up and left. She didn't say anything. It was so bizarre. There was no, okay, we're going to have a sentencing later on or anything. The lady got up and left as if she just knew that she had done wrong. She left, and then several weeks later is when this sentencing hearing happened. The prosecution asked for additional time outside of the sentencing guidelines, and he was given that additional time because the sentencing guidelines went for 36 months, and he asked for additional months because I was this subversive to the government, and that's when she gave it to him. So I got a 4-year sentence. I immediately gave up all of my licenses. So I'm no longer a CPA. Since I gave my license in, I'm a retired CPA. Because remember, they took Joe's license even though he was acquitted. So I didn't let him do that. I turned in all of my licenses for all of the organizations that I was a part of and just wrote him a letter and mailed it back. I was immediately hauled off to jail. I didn't get a chance like some people to report in 3 months or to report to this particular prison. They took me right then and handcuffed me in front of my family and took me away. And I was in a federal prison camp after being 3 months in the Atlanta City Jail, which was horrible. And they took me to a federal prison camp in Florida where I spent most of the time. And then when I started supposedly causing controversy because people were caring about me when I got really, really sick, they transferred me to the maximum security women's prison in Tallahassee and put me in solitary confinement for 5 months. For 5 months, I sat there in solitary because I guess that was too much trouble as a misdemeanor.
Okay, so was this on a misdemeanor or was this on a felony?
This is a misdemeanor. I did not get a felony. It was a misdemeanor charge. It's called willful failure to file. I didn't file tax returns, and they tried to make it like I knew that I was supposed to file, and I knew that I wasn't. So no felony, just a misdemeanor.
So a felony that in general somebody gets the flat, you know, slap on the wrist. And let me guess, Sherry. You must have been like a many time felon, right? That's why they would throw away the key, right? You've been tried many times and found guilty of probably, subversion, murder, something along those lines, right?
Anytime you are messing with the money in the country, anytime you're messing with the money, you are more dangerous than that felon that's running around wielding a gun at people or robbing a bank. You're more dangerous than the rapist, because that rapist is not teaching people that their finances, that their life force is being taken from them through the income tax from what I call the insidious representatives of Satan, better known as the IRS.
Insidious representatives of Satan. Ooh, that's awesome. We've got to get that out. That has got to be the public mantra for the IRS now. That has got to be moved, and that's got to be made known, and that's got to be the mantra that we use for them going forward. Insidious representatives of Satan.
That's exactly who they are, John. They take away from us and the things that we need and give to stuff like abortion and war and for the National Endowment for the Arts to let people draw pictures of Jesus upside down in a vat of urine. That's where that money goes that we're giving.
Okay, so let me ask you this. You get in jail, you get sick. Did you get good treatment? How did you wind up? You're still here and you're still alive. How did that work?
I was able to get word out to my then husband, to my cousin, and some others that I was really, really sick. I had to go in the hospital for a week and nobody knew where I was. So, you know, there was some contact made. My congressman got involved. Congressman Ron Paul. Ron Paul was still a congressman. Ron Paul shook the thing up, sent the letters. I had to go sign letters for Ron Paul to be able to investigate what was going on. And that's when I got moved from the minimum security prison camp to the maximum security prison in Tallahassee FCI. And I got put in solitary confinement 5 months, and I did get treated while I was in there. But it was such an uproar because people found out that I was in there sick. There was a patriotic newspaper that came out with an article on the front page said, "Will the feds kill Sherry Jackson?" So they had to get me out of there and punish me by putting me in solitary confinement for 5 months because of that. So while I was in solitary confinement, it was a good thing because I was so tired of those women, John. It was just a mess. So I had time with the Lord. I had time by myself, you know, even though it was kind of hard. I'm kind of introverted anyway, so it wasn't bad being in there by myself, not talking for days at a time. But yeah, they did treat my issue while I was there, because I think that because I had exposure from you guys out there, then they couldn't let me die. And I really appreciate all of the help that I got in prison. They sent money. I had money on my commissary books to make sure that I had decent food instead of the food that the women would tell me had boxes that said not for human consumption in the back in the kitchen. Yeah, it was deep.
They were serving you food that said not for human consumption.
Yes, and the ladies knew that I was some kind of rebel, so they would come and tell me everything. Yeah, they had ribs back there that I think were horse ribs because they were bigger than any ribs that I had seen. There were women serving food in the line, and when they would scoop the food onto the tray, they would say, "Do not eat this. Do not eat this." For every scoop they put, they would say, "Do not eat this." So it was a mess, and they were just serving whatever. And so I got a chance to get some halfway decent food from the commissary, which is packs of tuna, you know, with brands that we know, and, you know, some other nutritious things while they still had them.
The prison systems is something that I think is evil now. I one thing that if we're going to, I don't think prisons, the theory and the concept is wrong. But the bottom line is it should not be run by for-profit businesses. It should only be run by a government organization, and everything should be known. It should be, you know, everything should be audible.
Agreed. I was in the GEO Group's prison in Lovejoy, Georgia. That's owned by the same people that own Guantanamo Bay, and I was there for about a month. It's about making money. The prison industrial complex is one in the top five money-making, somewhere behind pornography, the top five money-making industries in this country. Whole story.
that is, to me, I didn't realize that it was top five money-making, but it is for profit. And, it, you know, let's see, businesses are there to make money, right?
Yes.
So, and they have a tendency to want to continue to grow. So they will do anything they can to get more people to come into their business. And they definitely got to get rid of someone like you that says, people, maybe you shouldn't be paying your federal income tax. Okay, so let me ask you this. If you can give us just kind of a snapshot of why should someone, why were you guys of the opinion that the federal income tax is, there's no legal basis for the, for you to pay it? Or how am I saying it incorrectly? How should I be asking that question is maybe a better way to put it.
Our federal income tax is being misrepresented and misapplied to the American people. This is a long story, yes, but there is no definition of income in the codes and regulations. The definition of income is in some Supreme Court cases, which were brought about by Tommy Crier. And the definition of income is corporate profits. So if I come to your house and cut your grass and you give me $100, then I'm using my arms, my brains, and my legs to cut your grass. And that's an even exchange, not to be taxed. However, when, let's say, a big box department store makes $100,000 in a day, they made $100,000 gross, and they have their salaries and wages and electricity and all their other costs that, let's say, equal $80,000. Their profit is $20,000, and they pay tax on the $20,000. That is tax. That's tax. That's income, which is corporate profits. Tommy Crier brought that out in his case in Shreveport, Louisiana, and he was acquitted on that. I couldn't talk about it. The judge shut me down every time I started explaining the Supreme Court cases that he used to show that income is corporate profit. And that's a whole other story about them trying to make us corporations. But our life force is what we're giving in exchange for doing labor for our life force. And it's an even exchange. And that's the simplest way to put it. And all of the income tax rules and regulations lead you around that. And if you go deep, you will find that. They talk about gross income, net income, and all these other things, but they don't get down to the bottom of it. And there's so many of these tax honesty movement patriots that have found all of this different law, but they don't want to hear that. They don't want to follow that because it would take their power away, because they have power over us when they can take our money every April 15th. They don't want to give that up.
Okay, so I got a question for you. Maybe that's a little devious, but I'm conspiratorial by nature. I believe conspiracies exist everywhere. I mean, it basically has happened. You could say it even happened in heaven. You know, a third of the angels were led away, right?
Yes.
From the presence of God. I kind of think that might have been a conspiracy that made that happen. But why? Okay, so is there... just the general CPA, Deloitte and Touche or something like that, one of the big CPA firms. Do you think that they may even kind of like the idea that there is a federal income tax? Do you think some of the big CPA firms will support and to some level uphold the IRS allowing to be there?
Well, of course. First of all, they're not trained. I was trained. I graduated from University of Georgia in accounting and only had one tax course, and it taught you how to prepare tax returns. They aren't taught any of the law and any of the regulations and all that. So when you got a CPA that makes their money off taxes and they haven't done a lick of research, they're going to have that knee-jerk reaction, especially because they're making money. I remember being at a Sam's Club at the gas station. And the guy was talking to me, and I found out he was a CPA. So this was during the time that I was doing a lot of speaking, and I gave him one of the flyers showing that the income tax was being misrepresented. And he looked at me, and he said, well, this is how I make my money. And that it wasn't about this is, you know, hey, let me check into this and see if it's legal or anything. It was about this is how I make my money. And they do make a lot of money. So a lot of them are not going to go and do the research because they don't want to hear the truth. You can't handle the truth.
We might actually have a commercial that says something along those lines. Okay, so what percentage would you say of our just general regular Joe Q citizen has their life wrapped up in taking of tax? Okay, so you could say all of our public service people, our police, our people that public street sweepers, garbage collector, teachers, all of them derive an income from taxes being taken. And most of them even receive, even on a state or city level or county level, receive a portion of their pay from some federal grant or actual federal tax that is tax money that is given to the state somehow. I'll let you answer that question on the other side. How does the tax system keep us enslaved by our fellow citizens?
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Republic Broadcasting Network. This is Talk with John here on Republic Broadcasting. Saturdays from 3 to 5 Mountain, 4 to 6 Central, you can join me. And right now I'm joined by Sherry Pill Jackson. Now, why do I have Sherry Pill Jackson other than she's just an awesome guest and grateful to have her? There is a specific, more of a specific time frame of why I have her on right now. In Salt Lake City, Utah, November 12th and 13th is going to be the Red Pill Expo. Now, this has been in Indianapolis, Montana. It's been on the East Coast. I want to say it was in Vegas, but I could be wrong on that. So it's been a number of places throughout the United States for the last several years, but it's going to be in Salt Lake City, Utah. So anybody that's in the West, this is a great time to come. And if you want to visit the West, it's going to be a beautiful time of year to be here, November 12th and 13th. And Dr. Sherry Pill Jackson is going to be joining us. Now, some of the speakers that are going to be there as well is G. Edward Griffin, Del Bigtree, Alex Newman, Sheriff Richard Mack. I don't know, Sherry, if you have met Richard Mack, but he's one of my favorite people on the face of the earth. I love that man. He's a good, definitely a brother. And then let's not forget Dan Happel will be there as well. And another of other people that you would, names that you would recognize. So this is going to be an event that you're going to really enjoy going to. You have the opportunity. So you can go to the Red Pill University or the Red Pill Expo. You can just type that in .com and it will take you there as well. So now let me give out Sherry Pill's information. She has Sherry Pill Jackson on YouTube and wakethepeople.com are two places that you can go to find out more about her. I'm going to have her shortly for a few minutes into the second hour. She will be joining us. So real quickly, let's get back to, so how are citizens keeping one another enslaved? Because one of the things that I've been taught since in school, you know, you said death and taxes are the two most certain things in life, right? Death and taxes. But also another thing we're taught is it's our civic duty to pay our taxes. To be good citizens, we need to pay our taxes.
Yes, we are told that. But that's another one of the propaganda pieces, just like the death and taxes things. And the income tax is different. Now, there was a guy named Beardsley Rummel that he used to work for the Federal Reserve, and he wrote an essay called Income Taxes for Revenue Are Obsolete. What he said is income taxes are for redistribution of wealth. Also, it was Ronald Reagan that put out the Grace Commission report. So back in, I think it was 84, Peter Grayson got a commission together and they found that none of the money that's collected in income taxes goes towards running the country. So your real estate tax pays for the policemen and the teachers. Your gas tax pays for the roads, but the income tax goes towards paying millions of dollars in interest to the Federal Reserve, which is a non-auditable private banking cartel. So those okay. that are, go ahead.
Can I say one thing? Yeah. You know, I'm hearing we've got to, the Fed has to raise the interest rate mm-hmm. to tap down this spending that's going on. I'm like, isn't that a great way for them to make money?
Yeah, it's like the Wizard of Oz. Yeah, it's the Wizard of Oz back behind the curtain.
All right. We'll talk just a little bit more about this. We'll let Sherry give out her information. And then I did ask her, what is the best way? What do people need to know? We're going to answer that on the other side of the top of the hour.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.